Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for February 9th, 2018, HomePod Launch Day Edition. I'm your host, Zach Hall. HomePod is finally here for customers in the US, UK, and Australia, and the launch day reception has generally been positive. Apple published the official user guide for learning how to control every feature of HomePod, and we learned that out-of-warranty repairs will cost nearly as much as a new HomePod. 9 to 5 Mac's UK editor, Ben Lovejoy, published his initial thoughts on HomePod after a few hours of usage, and in his piece, he calls it a Sonos Play 5 killer. That echoes Nilay Patel's video review for The Verge, where he similarly said HomePod is competitive with the high-end Sonos speaker. For its part, Sonos has responded to HomePod's launch with a special playlist with a hidden message. The company tweeted out, "Good luck with your HomePod launch, Apple. We made you a playlist." And on that playlist, which is hosted on Spotify, is a clever message spelled out with the names of each track. "Hello, Apple, something about us, together, feels right, even though you're crazy for this, home, pod. Remember, two is better than one. Just playing, dreams, it's a party. Everybody's coming to my house, even you, come as you are. Fruit machine, no matter what you're told, we're going to be friends over everything." Weird. We also shared how HomePod is being displayed in Apple stores across the country, from Seattle to Chicago to Birmingham, Alabama, where I picked up my HomePod. Larger stores feature HomePod on display next to HomeKit scenes, while all stores feature HomePod on display and free to test next to iPads that explain HomePod features. The only major hiccup discovered today is how HomePod works on certain Wi-Fi networks that require username and passwords to access. HomePod works on standard secure networks that connect to iPhone and iPad, but you'll need to rely on a hotspot if you're using a network that requires entering username and password in a web portal. That makes HomePod harder to deploy in hotels, offices, college dorms, and living spaces with community Wi-Fi. We've also published a look at the history of the iPod Hi-Fi, which debuted nearly 12 years ago and was discontinued 18 months later. HomePod and iPod Hi-Fi share a lot of DNA, but my take is that iPod Hi-Fi was introduced at the end of the iPod dock speaker era. While HomePod was debuted late compared to other smart speakers, but at the relative beginning of the category. And finally, it's Friday, so let's check in with Trevor Doherty of 9to5 Toys on the best Apple deals to check out this weekend.
This weekend's notable deals include a $100 iTunes gift card for $85 with email delivery via PayPal. You can also pick up an Apple Watch Series 3 Nike Edition from $294 or a pair of Beats Studio 3 wireless headphones for $280. If you're looking for entertainment this weekend, we have a nice deal on Apple TV 4K bundled with 3 months of DirecTV Now service for $105. iTunes is also running an award-winning movie bundle sale, including 4 films for $20 each across a variety of genres.
Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday. And ask HomePod to play by asking for the 9to5 Mac Daily podcast.